The title of your message this morning is called Remembrance, and your scripture is very short and brief, but it's entitled, or it comes out of John 8, and it comes from 34 through 36. And again, it's a powerful passage. If you go back and study John 8, you will see that Jesus is actually speaking to Abraham. And so everything that we will read this morning out of Scripture is Jesus speaking. So this is a very powerful message, very short, perhaps not accustomed to some of the things that we typically do when we read Scripture before a message. But it is, it's two short verses. The message is brief this morning because of the great things we have going on at our other site today. But this is a powerful message, and I ask you to take pause and take time to soak it in this morning, especially in this beautiful place. So with that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and merciful God, we come to you this morning, and we just ask for your blessings on all those who are gathered here. We thank you for the love and family that we see and the friendships that we share. Lord, be with us today as we share in your word, and we also share in the message prepared from your word. We ask that these words from the passage of John are lifted from the page and into our spirit and into our soul, and especially on this day of remembrance, this Memorial Day weekend, we especially ask that you help us to take great pause and help the day and the time and the frame of mind that we have, help all that to soak in so that we understand the significance of the freedom that has been given to us. And that help us not to take advantage of this opportunity yet again this year to expand upon it, to share it, and to make it your gift. We ask all this in our living Savior's name, Christ Jesus. Amen. Friends, our passage again is John 8, 34 through 36. And it begins with Jesus speaking. It says this, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. If the Son sets you free, you are truly free. This is the infallible word of Christ Jesus. Amen. So again, good morning. Welcome to Outdoor Worship, our first worship of the year. And we have been so looking forward to being together out here in this beautiful place. So again, I do welcome you. I welcome all the friends of our congregants and people we haven't seen, our friends from other churches, and we are so glad to have you. To our veterans, we can't thank you enough. For without you, this day would not be possible. It may be possible in private places, but it would not be as possible as it is today in this public service if it were not for your dedication and service. So today we honor you in all that we do, say, in both services and certainly in our fellowship at our luncheon. This day is for you and those friends of yours who never made it home to be seated in their hometowns as you are. You know, as I got up this morning as preparing to come and just make sure that the last minute preparations of the day were done, at least on my part, I realized as I traveled to church and drove through the canopy of the woods on the back way on Bethel Green Road, and as I come out into the church property, the sun was brilliant and bright. And I realized at that very moment, it was a selfish feeling, but I realized at that very moment how truly privileged I was to be an American. How truly privileged I was to love and accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to serve Him each and every day. And in that capacity, have the opportunity, when called upon, to serve you. And then I realized at that very moment how blessed you are to be in the same situation, to be in this place this morning, in this beautiful setting this morning. How truly blessed are we? And then I realized how privileged we are to be free and to live free in this nation. Friends, we enjoy a lot of freedom in this country, don't we? We certainly do. This morning, again, when I awoke, you see, I was free to come to church. I was free to pick up the phone and tell Tammy, our worship leader, hey, I don't feel well. I'm not coming to church. That generally never happens, but I was free to do it, but I didn't do it. You and I are free to choose what we will do in the balance of our day today. You and I are free to choose what we're going to do tomorrow. We're free to choose where we work or if we work. We're free to choose where we recreation. We're free to choose all those things. Even in the United States, you can come to and from and across all the state borders and never have to show papers or passport or anything. As long as you stay within the continental United States, you can travel as free as you want to. Live wherever you want to. That's the freedom that you have as an American citizen. And that is certainly something to be thankful for. In essence, you were born free. And you have lived free your entire life. You know nothing else but freedom. You have been consumed by the freedoms. And this blanket of freedom that you and I enjoy this very moment, today, has been given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it has been secured by men and women across this nation and across this world so that you and I can share. Rise and go to bed every day and every night to live free. Today we read out of the book of John. In these two short verses this morning, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ identifies sin and who can set you free from that sin. In short, Jesus addresses the nature of sin. The distinction between bondage and freedom, he uses those terms, and the transformative power of his salvation. Friends, you and I, we don't know what bondage is. We are so free, we've never been in that situation that Jesus is describing to Abraham. That's how blessed we are. Jesus draws attention to the entrapment that sin brings, highlighting the inability of one who is enslaved to sin to experience true freedom. So what Jesus is trying to describe to Abraham in this passage is, for a modern day take on it, they're in time out. And Jesus says, you don't truly understand your freedom until you have been enslaved to this. And then once you're set free, you truly understand what your freedom looks like. But we're so free and we take so much favor on our freedom and our liberty, we don't realize that even in the world that we live in that is immersed in sin, and we are sinful people, we can be enslaved by that. And that's what Jesus is talking about. You know, we would be remiss on this weekend of remembrance if we did not recognize the freedom we have received from Christ Jesus. And also the freedom that has been secured by our veterans and those who have left their all at the altar of freedom. As you know, this weekend certainly is Memorial Day weekend, and a long weekend. You know, I hear that all the time. Well, got a long weekend coming up. There's a holiday either in the beginning or the end of it. The reason you have a long weekend, friends, is because tomorrow's a national holiday of remembrance. And most all of Americans are off tomorrow. Most, not all, but most. However, it is more than a day off. It is a day of remembrance. And how powerful this time together should be for me and you. On this weekend, this very week today and tomorrow, this very weekend, over 335 million people, most of them which are citizens of the United States, should take pause and recognize those who have lost their lives in the service of others. Memorial Day is a tribute to those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. I said when we began this morning, we enjoy a lot of freedoms in this nation, and that is an absolute fact. That's not just a statement, that's a fact. I said when we began this morning that we are free to do as we wish, and we are. We are free to go where we want to go, and we are. Those are all facts of freedom that we take advantage of each and every day. But here's my concern. We relish in this liberty every day of our lives, and it's normal to us. It's the norm. We know no abnormality without freedom. We don't know what being absent of freedom looks like. And without intent, I fear that we take this freedom for granted. You see, friends, the freedom and liberty we enjoy this very moment isn't free. It wasn't free when it was given to us. It cost somebody something, and it sure isn't free today because someone is paying the price somewhere, either in this nation or around this world, on your behalf. Many courageous men and women gave their lives and paid the price for our freedom that you and I enjoy this morning. These individuals are the heroes we honor this week as we celebrate what we know to be Memorial Day. As we pause this morning, let us commit to ourselves that we will never again, if we have any time in our life, we will never again take for granted their sacrifice. If you remember only one thing I say today, you remember this statement. No matter what you take away from this service or the dedication service today, you remember these words. Those men and women that we celebrate today, that we honor today and tomorrow, that we remember today and tomorrow, to include our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gave up their future. They laid their lives at the altar of freedom with no more future. One failed second of time and they were gone. And they gave that up so that you and I could have ours. Never, ever forget that. On the heels of that statement, the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. I'm not sure we look at it this way, but Christ also sacrificed His future for ours. He didn't have to, but He went willingly to the altar of freedom. And He sacrificed His life for ours, much like our veterans do when they sign up to serve. In 1 Corinthians 7:23, we are taught that we are bought or purchased for a price. Thus, do not become slaves to men, Scripture says. Jesus had the heart of a true servant. And this, my friends, is worthy of our remembrance today. It begins with Christ, and it is secured by the men and women in uniform around this nation and around this world. And this is worthy of our time, it is worthy of our remembrance, and it is not just a day off. It's not a long weekend. There's a purpose behind what we do today and what we do tomorrow. This morning in John, we see Jesus explain the temporary nature of bondage. Jesus declares in John a bondservant doesn't live in the house forever. However, a son remains forever. And what he's saying to Abraham in this statement is, when you accept me as the son, when you accept me as your Lord and Savior, you're no longer in servitude to bondage. You are no longer in those circumstances of your life. You are now free in me. You are free. And you now are a brother of mine. That's why we use the term brothers and sisters in faith. We are Christ's brothers and sisters. We are truly free in our spirit. And the bounty of our blessing is that we are Americans and we share in the freedom given to us by our founding fathers, the republic that was developed during the revolutionary period and since has come to be what we know today as America. And the thousands of men and women who have served to secure her. That's the bounty of our blessings. Jesus Christ is the liberator. In this act of simple acceptance, Jesus says, if you accept me, I liberate you. That's how easy your freedom is to gain. You were already born into a free nation, which you have consumed all of its freedoms all of your life. You know nothing else but the freedom of America and the freedom of your faith. What I ask you to do today and in the days to come is to take pause and recognize the gift of that and to never, ever take advantage of it. This freedom offered by Christ is not superficial. It is profound. This freedom given to us by our veterans is profound. It's not superficial. When you go to bed tonight, you will go to bed on the very blanket of freedom these men and women provide you. And you will go in spirited freedom that Christ gave you. It is profound. It's a freedom that transcends physical circumstances and it reaches into the depths of our soul. It reaches so deep into our soul that we never question it. That's how free we are. Free in Christ and free as Americans. Simply put, we have been set free because Jesus paid our penalty. Scripture tells us the penalty for sin is death. But for us, even though we may die and will die, we are alive in Jesus Christ because we have been given the freedom of eternal life. And until we get there, friends, it is men and women around this nation who secure that freedom so that you and I can worship this fact. As we close this portion of our worship service this morning, let us recognize our surroundings and how truly important they are to us. Today, you sit under two symbols of freedom. You sit under the canopy of heaven. No man-made structure here today. The canopy of heaven, given to you by the Creator Himself. Allowing you the freedom to hear the birds chirp, feel the sun on your back, sit under the shade of nature. That's the freedom you enjoy as a Christian. And if you look closely, you sit just a little bit closer to the canopy of freedom given to you by the Constitution of the United States of America and the banner for which it stands. And the men and women who serve that flag so that you and I can worship here today, free. We're free to be here. What a glory that is. What a blessing that is. Never take those two things for granted. As we celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow, let us remember to stop and thank God for His Son, Jesus. And also for those men and women who have emulated Jesus and have paid the price for our freedom. And as I close, I reiterate emulated. I've called our veterans heroes. They are. They are. But the men and women who have lost their lives in the pursuit of our freedom to keep us safe and free from our enemies in this world, who lay on foreign soil, who are brought home in boxes, those men and women emulated Christ Jesus, because you see, He went to that altar of freedom so that you and I could be free for not only the rest of our natural life, but also our life eternal. He was the first veteran. He was the first fallen soldier. And the men and women who serve in uniform for the United States of America today, as well as those who have served in the past and will serve in the future, for those who do not make it home, they emulate Christ Himself. They too have paid the ultimate cost and a price for our freedom. You see, freedom isn't free. That's not just a cliche of a statement. It is true. It costs something to someone. It comes with immense cost. And that cost stretches from the cross to the battlefields and the oceans of the world through all of the campaigns of this nation, where young men and women have given their all so that you and I could be here this morning. Their futures stopped. No more birthdays. Perhaps never married. Couldn't raise children. All the great things that we have all shared in and blessing. Coming back to worship in the church they grew up in. All of that given up so that you and I can share in today. Share in our celebrations of life. And share in this remembrance day of them. This, friends, is truly worthy of our remembrance. This sacrifice is truly worthy of our remembrance. It's not a day off, and it's not a long weekend. It's our duty to remember them out of respect, love, and honor. And today, that's exactly what we shall do. And tomorrow the same. Let it be a day you remember in your life always for those who you have never likely met, who gave up their future for yours. Amen.